Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Yes, thank you for asking.
Yes, and it's snow again.
Again. Oh my God, I think we got like 5 feet. I mean, yeah, 5 feet. Yeah.
Don't know. The neighbor, I saw him this morning. He cleaned off our side, the part that we're supposed to clean out our sideway, and he cleaned out the back of the girl which parked at our parking space.
Oh.
And I sent her out there. She went out there to give him some money, and he's like, "No," he said, "we all got to go to work." So that was so nice. That was like, wow.
Yeah, that was really nice. But somebody come and do me. 'Cause I sure don't feel like getting out there shoveling. I'm not today.
Not today. I, you know what? It was funny because I was just thinking. I was like, you know what? Let me get out here. I said, I have not even went out there and messed in the snow once. And I'm like, wow. I was
You didn't go
grateful.
build a snowman or nothing?
Oh yeah, no, I didn't. I should have, but my glove, I guess the gloves that I had when I cleaned off my car with that first snowstorm, it I could feel it. Like it was cold. My hands started getting cold.
Oh.
Oh, these are not the right gloves for this.
You gotta have some leather gloves or something. I have cloth gloves and I don't know why, but I need some leather ones.
And I don't even have boots.
I did get boots last year and broke them in this year. I got Tot some boots, but she wore these little fake UGG boots. And I said, "You got long boots in there to go up to your knees." I guess she didn't realize it because she hadn't worn them yet.
Well, I remember my kids, my oldest one, hers, she wore slippers. I was like, you what? She's talking about they boots. They
Oh,
slippers.
God.
I was like,
These
I don't
kids.
know. Yeah. Well, I see you had her out there shoveling.
Yeah, girl, I got to put them to work, put them to work. And that was the first snow. This snow here, she ain't even looked outside. She wanted to go out and shovel, but I didn't want her to go out by the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I asked my oldest when I said, "You remember that?" She's like, "Yeah, I remember. We had to shovel our driveway." And then one of her friends, she had went over her friend's house and was talking about it. And her father came out and dug out my driveway. That's when I had my house and dug it out my driveway. So I called him Mr. December.
Oh, goodness. That's
'Cause,
nice.
yes. And then I was talking about the other neighbors, and I'm like, "Look at them. They do it. They never. No one ever called me or asked me." You know,
Yeah,
about my driveway.
he used to be a guy with a snow plow. If he see you out there shoveling, he would come shovel out your driveway. And I so appreciate it because he had one of these big tractors and he would do it. So I try to look down the street. Oh, here he come. Here he go out there. And act like I'm dying shoveling, which I really was. But I haven't seen him this year.
I mean, it's not like I can't shovel my own driveway, but that would be nice. You know, that's what I was saying. I was like that, but if it's funny how men if, and they get together. Their driveways are always together because they talk. So if one need a driveway, they'd be like, "Okay, man, I'll come over and do it." You know.
My next door neighbor has a tractor, and not one time has he ever offered to do my driveway. But
Yeah.
that's okay. I mean, I get it
Yep.
done.
And what's this next holiday coming up?
Valentine's Day is coming up. That's what's coming up.
When if I buy somebody a box of chocolate candy, would they come and shovel out and cut the grass and everything else for free for something?
Don't know. You're asking a lot for that one box of chocolate, but I don't know.
That's why I love Valentine's Day, because after Valentine's Day, they have all those goodies half price. I love Valentine's Day.
I
Look at the half
have. I
price.
don't think that's one of my favorites. It's like I just really never celebrated Valentine's Day, but I always like gave my girls gifts and stuff on Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, me too. But I like the candy afterwards because they can't sell all of it, so it'd be half price. And
Oh, yeah.
I used to tell the girls, I buy y'all a little for Valentine's Day, but after Valentine's Day, you can get, you know, more stuff. Yeah.
True. True.
So yeah, and the cards they always like. My kids like the stuffed animals that sung.
Oh, okay. They're so cute.
Yeah. Well, that was way back then. Now they didn't get nothing. No one gets nothing but a card.
If I had thought about it earlier, I would have sent my two grandkids some Valentine's stuff, but I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, some people go all out on Valentine's Day. I was thinking to myself, I was like, have I ever went all out for Valentine's Day? No, I never got a K's necklace, I tell you that.
Oh, that's what you want, one of them kids.
Yeah, because the commercial, that's all you hear.
Okay, I know.
I was like, where's my necklace?
Right? No. Them Pandora bracelets.
Yeah. All them little charms and stuff. Where's my charm?
Yeah, I should get top one and start giving it one for a birthday and Christmas and Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I was like, because my kids, they, like my daughter in New York, she showed me what a card she got her for her fiance, and they bought each other something, but the snowstorm that they were both in, they already opened up the gift.
Oh. They like kids at Christmas. They can't wait.
He is. Oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, today, yeah. But, you know, now my oldest one, I usually have something for her, but not this year.
Well, did y'all bake cookies or anything like that?
Hmm?
Did y'all bake cookies and stuff?
No. I never, you know what, come to think of it? My oldest one did that, and she took it to school. She made cookies, and she put them in the tin, and she went to school with her Valentine's gift for her friends.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that was my oldest one. Me, I don't know. Let's work at a Valentine's party. I don't know.
I think I always bought cupcakes.
Nah. Nothing like that. My Valentine's Day was basically with my kids all the time.
Mine too. My dad started that. My dad always gave us Valentine's gifts. And I remember somebody at work said, "That's weird. That's just weird." I said, "Ain't nothing weird." My dad always got the stuff. In Easter, he always got me and my mom flowers and cards.
Oh, he's beautiful. That's nothing weird about
it. He always do it. Now, that's like showing, you know, so when this guy come with these two flowers and one piece of candy, you don't think like, "Oh, my God." Because you'd be like, "My dad been giving me this stuff. You got to come better than that."
Definitely.
So, yeah.
That was wonderful. My dad really didn't do holidays. No holidays. But I mean, Christmas, he'll give cards and gifts, well, as we got older, but when we were younger, no. But as the grandkids got all that, the Christmas, the Valentine's, you know, the birthdays and stuff, we didn't get that. I was glad, you know, because it was a relationship they had with the grandpa, but it's all about love.
Yes, it is.
I hope everyone is in a loving mood then. It should be a wonderful day for everyone. Spending all their money
and getting broke, getting all this stuff. Because I remember when I was younger, me and this girl, we were single, and we used to sit outside the store, and we would watch all the guys go in the store, and they would come out with these big balloons, and we'd be like, "Oh, man, she's so lucky. Look at that. She got that big old car, that big old balloon." Oh, it was just so exciting to sit there and watch them, and they would go way beyond these big cards, like big as your hand, and these big balloons and candy. We were like, "Oh, God," some of them just go way out.
Oh, I remember that. Now that you said that, they used to have them on the side of the road with the big balloon with the stuffed animal in it.
Yeah, and then the cards would be like they would come up to your knees. They were like the giant cards. And then my kids gave me one of those one year. They used to give me stuff, but
yeah, that's
my. Those were the days.
She went all out like that. She would always have those big things in her house, and I'll be like, "I gotta go to work."
Yeah.
Well, that sounds good. And I don't know. I'd rather go to a park.
For Valentine's Day?
Yep.
No, and do what?
And sit there at the park with the geese and eat. Like a picnic. You know, for Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. But it's always cold, so I don't do parks in the cold.
Put a hat on, some gloves. But now I'm thinking, I'm like you now. It's too cold. But back then, I would have went.
You know, I hate cold. I hate doing anything in the cold.
I don't mind. Then why are you still living around here? Well, I mean, other than your father.
Well, that's why I'm still living around here.
But if it wasn't, where would you be living in Arizona?
I wouldn't be. I mean, it's part of our thing. You know, it's just we live in it where they have a change of weather. I'm not saying I don't want to live around here. I just don't appreciate the winter. Just like a lot of people don't appreciate the summer because it's too hot. But, you know, I just don't like snow and stuff.
Well, Valentine's Day is not always cold. I don't think.
Okay.
It's like being outside.
No, I don't like being outside during the cold months, that's all.
All I know is Sunday I'll be out to see what's on sale.
Oh, okay. See, I'm not a big shopper, so that wouldn't be me either. I'm a simple girl. I don't do all that stuff. A lot of people collect shoes. I collect hoops. I think I got more hoops than I have shoes. I'm just not that girl.
Mm-mm. I don't collect anything, but I guess my newspapers. But as in buying anything, no. But I'm going to the store for the after sale. That's why I tell you I like Valentine's, because of the after sale.
Oh, okay.
So I can get some stuff and, you know, give away. Some people, they like it. You know, family members like Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I get stuff for people and mail it out to them. And I forgot to get my cards. So I'm always late with that, too.
Yeah.
Yep. So, what you going to do the rest of the day?
Be a bed bug.
That's it?
Netflix and chill. What else do you want me to do?
Netflix and chill. You ain't got to paint. Rearrange anything?
No, I didn't buy any paint to paint. And I don't rearrange furniture. I don't like to change. I like to keep it just the way it is.
No crafts?
I'm not in the mood to do anything today. Because I know I have to work tomorrow. So I'm just relaxing today.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really not in the mood. I should go out and shovel some of that driveway, but I don't see that happening. Because I think we're still getting more snow, but my road is clear, so I need to do the driveway so I can get out. Mm-hmm. But I know how to get myself unstuck from the snow, so I'm thinking I'll just plow through it a couple of times and back the car up a couple of times. And I'm so lazy. I don't want to do none of that. It's just so tiring and so hard, and I just don't look forward to it. Yeah. I need a husband that I can rent when it snows, and then he can come when I have to cut the grass. I need to rent a husband.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a full-time husband. I just need him to do stuff. I need a handyman.
Yep.
I definitely for real need a handyman. I need somebody that know how to do carpentry, somebody knew how to do plumbing, and somebody knew how to do electric. I like to keep those three on a roster. And my plumber passed away. My electrician moved out.
Wow.
And I never had my construction person is in the nursing home. So I'm starting fresh.
Oh, my goodness.
I had all three of my dad did it all. He was the best ever. He's got me spoiled. I'm like, call who? What's a handyman? My dad. My boyfriend used to get so mad. Why you call your dad for everything? Because he knows how to do it and you don't. Daddy, he'd come right over.
Oh, that's good. So, you had your dad.
Oh. Yeah. I had some guy put it in a window and the glass pane of another window broke. And I asked him, did he know how to do that? He said, no, I don't know how to do that. I said, Dad, my dad would be over here with a tape measure, measure that glass, went down to the hardware store, got that glass, got that caulk, and repainted it. He would have done all that. Mm-hmm. I just can't. These guys here, they just don't have that. They don't have that skill. I guess this generation, they grew up without fathers and stuff. But I need those three on my roster. And I have to find them.
Yeah, I don't know where they at.
They're around here somewhere, but I'll find one. I was like, when I first moved here, I need a trash man. I said, I could be taking this stuff to the dump. I fixed myself up real cute, went down to there and said, oh, God, I can't be taking this stuff to the dump. And the next time I had a trash man.
So, now you got to look for another one, huh?
No, I'll do my own trash. I don't mind doing that. I took it yesterday because I knew Saturday, with all this snow, I knew I wasn't going to be doing it. So I'm glad I took it yesterday.
Mm-mm-mm. It's just something that's people still taking that stuff to the dump.
Yeah, well, you have trash service. That's the way it is.
Remember, when I lived in Violin, it was one place we didn't have trash services. And I'm like, why not? But
I know.
I didn't understand it, but I had to pay somebody. The trash, it was a trash company, and they would come pick them up.
They're expensive. Like, me and Todd do maybe two bags of trash a week. and maybe one bag of recyclables. And they want like $30. I'm like, shoot, I'll put that in my car and take it down in myself. It's not bad in the wintertime. In the summertime, it's just nasty. But I do what I have to do. I just do it myself and go.
Well, that's good. And like with the food, you can do like a like dump that outside by the tree and stuff. Like, you know, get rid of your bananas and peels and stuff. But you got those dogs. But
I bag everything. I don't leave stuff up. Plus, when you live out here, that's like feeding rodents. So I don't do that kind of stuff. Only thing I throw out in the yard is like oil, grease, and stuff, because I don't know what to do with it. Can't pour it down the drain, and I don't know what to do with it, so I will pour it out in the yard or over the fence or something like that.
I remember the days where we burned our trash. I remember that.
Yeah, we did too. We grew up burning trash. Then after a while, you have to scrape it out and haul that away.
I don't know what. No, we threw the trash out, and I don't know what happened to the trash after that. Oh, we went to the dump. To the dump. I rode to the dump, and now that I think about it, because back then we was allowed to sit on the back of the trucks.
We used to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Seatbelt, what?
Yep. I was like, what's a seatbelt? Yeah, it's come a long way from burning trash.
Yeah.
Another job somebody else have, taking your trash for you.
That's true.
Myself, what am I doing today, the rest of the day? I made bread yesterday with the bread maker.
How'd it turn out?
I use oat flour. And I ran out, so I used regular flour. And it was dense.
You mixed the two flours together?
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Me neither. I didn't think you could do that.
Well, you probably can't. So anyway,
so how did it turn out?
I even put yeast in it, like they
said. She said probably can't.
One side was a little up, the other one was down. I'm like, what is
Oh God, you gotta post a picture after.
No, I didn't even take a picture.
You didn't take them all. See, let's see. You don't take pictures of the good stuff.
Oh, I was like, what is this mess? Oh
God, that would have been so funny.
So I put it, little girl here, she said, I said, well, I'm going to throw this bread out. She's like, no, make it as croutons. She told me, put them in the oven and make croutons. And I was like, no, I was waiting to see if my daughter wanted to taste it when she come home from work. But I don't know. She goes like, whoo. And then I was going to throw it out for the birds because it's wintertime. They probably hungry. But then you just said rodents. So I was like,
Shoot, them birds probably ain't that hungry. And birds be like, what the heck? They just think we eat anything.
Yeah, because I know they say the geese don't eat bread. I forget what they were saying.
They do at the zoo.
Yeah.
They'll chase you down for that bread bag. I remember I was going to call myself going to feed them birds. And they saw that bread wrapper. Every duck, every geese, every bird in that zoo come charging at us. I threw that bread down and hauled tail. I ran. They just came from out of the water, out of the sky. They know that bread wrapper. And they was about attacking us. I threw it down and just ran. You know how seagulls swarm food? They were doing that with that bread. I said, never again.
You thought you was in that movie, The Birds.
Oh God, yeah. You ever watched that? You watched that? Yeah, that was a good movie. Yeah, it was just like that. It was so crazy.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, never again.
So you said they know that rapper, yeah.
Yeah, I had to throw that down, grab my baby and run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was with someone. Where was I? I was at a job and we went to park at this place and the little boy wanted to throw bread. But he said, I'm not getting out the car. So he threw it from the window real far. And those, like you said, those seagulls came out from the, I didn't even know where they came. It looked like they came from the Trump Towers over there.
Yeah, the girl, they're finding some food.
To get that bread. And then they was fighting for it. I'm like, oh my goodness. What do they eat?
Everything.
Now that they on seeing us eating, they eating what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
Or birds. What they supposed to eat? Probably worms or something.
I don't know. Maybe bugs and fish. I don't know. But it seemed like you go to the beach, you bring food, you really have to cover it up because they get whiff of it. They all lurking on near you. And they're not scared. They just hang around.
Yeah, you can't, not like you used to sit on the beach and eat and be free.
You can't do that.
You can't even walk with your food because I heard somebody said one of the seagulls took their husband's sandwich.
Yeah, that snatched it right out of your hand.
My goodness. Sit somewhere where they're not at. They might start walking into the restaurants.
That's crazy.
Sitting up there next to you to order.
Right?
Take your food.
Oh, I can't wait to go back to the beach. I love the beach.
Well, last year was it last year? Let's see. Yeah, did we go to the beach last year?
Yeah, you went with your daughter.
Yeah, she came down and we went to Ocean City. Yeah, we went down there.
We should do a beach day.
Yeah. I never went to Ocean City before. That was the first time I went.
I went a couple of times this year, and this is the first time I went. I don't see what the big deal is over at the other places. Like Cape May is more secluded. I like to go there. Todd don't like to go there because it's not a lot down there. But when I go to beach day, it's a beach day. I'm not going to beach day and amusement park because you have to pick and choose which one you want to do because I'm not going nowhere wet and sandy. So I just like to do beach days. I don't really. Well, I'll do the amusement park because she wants to do it, but I don't really want to go.
Yeah, I used to go to Wildwood. I slept on the beach at Wildwood because of Girl Scouts. We did a beach. It was like a weekend, but I only did one day, one night, because I was like, this ain't for me.
Yeah, I'm not a camper either. I went to a hula hoop festival. You camp?
I like camping on that beach.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm, but I do like camping. I like going in. We did the not with the tent, we did the cabin camping. You probably would like that.
Yeah, I did cabin camping, and I did like that because that cabin was nice.
I was
walking around looking like food for the mountain lions, all ignorant, walking through the woods. I didn't realize that there were wild animals at night. I'm just looking like food walking through there.
And you at night, you was out there?
Uh-huh. Because we had like a party at night. And then when it's over, you walk to your camp. But I was walking by myself. And then I thought about it, you know. I said, we're in the mountains. That's probably mountain lions. And they tried to tell you it wasn't mountain lions and stuff. When I asked the staff the next day, they was like, oh, yeah, it was all kind of stuff. And then the next morning, I seen a herd of deer. I said, oh, yeah, it's stuff out here. And I said, Dad, that was so dumb. I'm walking out here by myself looking like food.
Well, when you go camping or where's a cabin, there's always those, what they're called? With the hats and everything, the people that walk around and secure everything there at the campsite.
No, we didn't have that.
Because I remember the next day, the troop leader was saying that they saw a black bear out that way, but not where close to us, but there was a black bear out there.
Mm-hmm.
But we all learned, you know, what to do when you see a bear.
And what was that?
I don't remember, because I probably would have been the first to be snatched.
You should remember that. You had bears in your neighborhood. You don't remember what to do.
No. All I know is not to leave my house now. But when we was out there, what was it? I don't remember. Because it was up there on the wall, and it was so much fun. But we had one lady there just was miserable and made all the kids miserable. And just was just misery. Misery. Once she joined, it was just misery. But the kids had fun.
Mm-hmm.
Kids had fun. And they did cooking and everything. And we went for a walk. And I was like, I wasn't beat for all that. I was like, how far are we going? We had to walk over these things. And I don't know. It was something else. But beach day sounds great.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's all you do is sit there.
I get in the water. You don't get in the water?
I haven't gotten in the water for a long time. Oh, you know what? Let me stop telling the tale. Not in a long time. I went and I took my friend's little girl there.
Mm-hmm.
She was five. About 3 years ago. She was five. And I told her I was taking her. So we stopped at Atlantic City Beach. And I wanted, you know, you just park and then you find the beach, the area on the beach. And then I went there and went to the water with her. You know, the edge. Because I'm like, I ain't beat. What is the little thing come and snatch you away? Oh, no. So we was just on the edge. But I don't go out. You go out and swim and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I bring my hoop. I make a video and everything. Yeah, I'll do that.
Do you put your mermaid outfit on?
I don't have one. If I did, I would.
Oh, stop. You got one.
No, I don't.
You didn't get one? I think I saw it online. And I was like,
I wanted to order it. I never ordered it. I wouldn't be taking it to the beach. I would have to do it in a pool.
I was going to go to here in New Jersey. What was it? Camden Waterfront. The Camden Aquarium had the mermaids come and do their thing in the water.
Right.
And I kept saying I was going to go, and I never went. But I was like, next time I'm going
to
go.
Yeah, I had wanted to go and see them too because I wanted to do it.
Not do it, but I wanted to go see it, the show. You said you want to get in there and do
the show? No, I don't want to get in there with them. I wanted to be a mermaid. I want to get a mermaid suit.
And I think they have a down in Florida, they have a show down there too. So when I go to Florida this year, I'm going to go to that show.
Okay.
Yep. So that's it. One a beach day. I'll probably go hiking, but I don't know because I'd be careful of the wildlife because I'm like, I can't run but so fast.
So you'd be walking around looking like food.
They'd be like, no. That's why I said I would like to do stuff, but I said I can't run.
Right.
So I'm working on that exercise so I can run.
Well, good luck. Running is not my thing. I don't want no parts of it.
What, running?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do a 5K?
I've done two. I'm not doing no more.
You didn't like it at all?
No, not at all. I hated it.
Okay. So what exercise? Well, you like Hulu is not an exercise. It's a, what did you tell me it was?
I mean, it's my work. It's, I don't call it exercise. It's my dance practice, but it's a workout in itself.
Mm-hmm.
I took a Hulu class and this girl had one and it was like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, 1, now squat. I'm like, no. It totally turned me off and I was offended and I was like, this is not what my hula practice is about and I want no parts of this. And I got out of the Zoom meeting and I unfriended the group and I said, these are not my people.
So what kind of, what was that considered? Like, what did she call it? Like
fit, hoop fit or something like that, fitness okay. And stuff. Then there's this other girl, she's always down in regular hula hoops because she uses these weighted hula hoops. And I'm so against weighted hula hoops. Hula hooping by itself will wear you out, especially if you haven't moved in months, years. Then you get a hula hoop. The last thing you need is a 5 or 10 pound hula hoop on your stomach when you haven't moved in a year. I don't use weighted hula hoops.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Yeah, and so it's like everyone have a different movement and yours is more like a easy to use. It's like back in the day you just get the hoop and your body do the movement.
It's more of a dance practice and it's more of getting you used to being comfortable in the hoop. And I teach 5 steps and then we put it together and magically you have a dance without even knowing that you have one. And that's how I like to do it. I don't like to do it as a, you know, like an aerobic exercise class. I don't like to do it like that.
Yeah. I understand because I remember I used to do aerobics. I enjoyed aerobics. And then they put a step in front of me. And I'm like, what is this? And then it was step aerobics. And so she stopped doing regular aerobics. So I didn't do aerobics anymore. I used to go to my class faithfully. So I understand that. I don't know, those Zoom meetings.
Yeah, and it just wasn't my thing. But I'm trying to put together a body empowerment session.
That sounds,
And I asked this girl to do it with me because I was figuring out doing an hour, but I was talking to somebody else. She said, well, you need to do it by yourself. Maybe you do 20 minutes. Maybe you do half an hour. Then work yourself up to 45 minutes to an hour. And I said, you know what? That's right. So maybe I'll do an intro class and it'd just be 30 minutes and then do, and it'd be an intro to the class that we're going to do later. Because I should do this by myself.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to offer to sell hula hoops before or after?
No, because there's no hula hoop needed. It's a virtual class. It's a virtual hula hoop. You don't need a hula hoop. It's like imaginary. You don't have to worry about dropping it because you won't be dropping it. You're just going to be imagining this hoop around your body. And I'm going to take it from there. I don't want to say too much because I want to get it together.
Is when we going to do it tomorrow?
No, I have to get, no, I'm not just doing it tomorrow. I'm not half doing it. I have to get it together.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it sounds very interesting.
And this class would be, it'll be a free class because it's just an intro.
Mm. So how you gonna, put it on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna make an event for it.
Mm. Okay, sounds great.
Yep, and yeah, I'll just put it, I guess I just set up a Zoom thing and put it on the page and then the time and when I'm going to do it. And then it's just a female body empowerment class that just lets you accept your body the way it is today. You might not be happy with it tomorrow, but today, let's just be happy with what we have.
Mm, sounds great. Sounds like a good idea. I'm going to snatch it up from you now. I'm going to put mine all over.
Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. You know I ain't doing none of that.
Oh, you can. I mean, it's not just for me.
No, I wouldn't even know how to start it. Body info, you know.
That's what's taking it so long because I got to figure out how I want to start it. You know, I know what I want to do, but I need to know how to, you know, actually start it and talk myself through it. And, you know, but I want questions and answers and stuff like that. So I got it in my head. I just got to put it down on paper before I actually do it. And I got to get music together before. It's a lot to it just to start it because I want it to be something you're interested in coming back doing it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, that sounds great. Oh, boy. Well, I need to get up and do some movement now.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm. So, but you say you're going to be a bed bug.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to be a bed bug today. I may do something later. I don't know. Right now, I don't feel like doing anything.
Well, I got plans. I got my cousin was just telling me about her allergies, so I'm getting ready to look in my essential oil book and see what I can create for her to help her. And because it's just to help her out, see if that worked. Because, you know, like I told her, it's just not a treatment or from a medical doctor. It's just something that might be able to help you a little bit. And that's what I'm going to do. And then make some Epsom salt to go in the tub with some essential oils.
It sounds like you got a busy day coming up.
Mm-hmm. I got to mail out some stuff.
You leaving the house?
Not today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I ain't mailing it today. If it's going to be mailed, I'm going to, my daughter go to work tomorrow. Well, it's tomorrow Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she can take it to the post office when she get off.
Oh, okay.
She can do that. So I'm trying to hurry that up so she can mail out. Because I still have your seasoning that I ain't mailed to you or give it. It's a shame because I don't even have to mail it to you. I can drive over there.
What kind of seasoning you got?
That kind that you like.
The everything but the bagel?
No, the other one, the Mexican one, the Taj. What's it called?
I don't even know. How do you got that from me? I got two bottles of that.
Well, I still got some. You can have it because I'm not using it. Oh. Not even open. You can have another bottle.
Oh, okay.
Where you going? You still going to use it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. If you don't want it, that's all right. I'll send it to somebody else. That's it. That's how I do. That's why I buy after, and you know what? I am going out tomorrow. I forgot I ordered, somebody was making strawberries with chocolate, and I had ordered it. So now I have to go pick it up tomorrow from Vineland.
You ordered it for yourself?
No, I don't like chocolate covered strawberries.
I mean, they are delicious. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-mm. But I don't want no part to that.
I asked my daughter if she wanted it, because I ordered it because to support the young lady. If she didn't want it, I have another friend I can drop it off to. So, but my daughter says she wants it, so I have to pick it up. I'm glad we were talking. See, just remembered, or I would have missed out on my chocolate. I told her to let me remind me.
Right,
but it's not going to snow hard.
Okay, well, let's wrap this one up. And
oh, I wanted to tell you something, Yvonne.
What?
I can cross my legs.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, been a long time.
Well, I guess you're doing something right. Wow, that's a milestone.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Thank you. That's why I can't wait to do your event. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'll probably have it together within the next 2 weeks. It's going to be short. So just like an intro. So it's just something that I feel that, like, I call my practice a body and movement practice, but I have done nothing body and movement, but just the hooping. And I think it needs to go a little further than just that. And I'm dipping into that part of it.
That's wonderful. Yeah. All right. I will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thank you for listening to Talking with Von and Z. Don't forget, check out our Instagram.
And you can email us at the same name, talkingwithvonandz@yahoo.com. Bye.